At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about some things that are going on. Talk about the new Instagram app called Threads. Talk a little bit about Disability Pride Month and then what's coming up next for the podcast. But before we get there, Sarah, I'm sure you don't want to talk about what's going on right now, but... Mm-mm. Sarah's going through a lot, everybody.
When isn't Sarah going through a lot? That's what it feels like.
I mean, that's a good question.
I'm just like, I just want to be stable, bro. Like, how fucking hard is that?
Mentally, physically.
Financially.
I mean,
so, I guess what I'm saying is I'm taking applications for sugar daddies at this point.
Or sugar mamas. Mamas. Or sugar theys.
Preferably a sugar mama or a sugar they. But I mean, you know, I'll do whatever I need to.
Sarah is an equal opportunity sugar person.
That is true.
She's here for whatever. She'll do whatever. Well, I don't know about that.
I won't do whatever, but there's a lot of things I'll do.
I'm just rearranging my screen since we had a minor setback when we first started. My sound was turned all the way down for some reason on my microphone, so Sarah couldn't hear me, so I had to fix it, and now we should be good.
Now we're good.
So
what about you?
Things are going okay. My week did not go as I had planned.
Oh no.
Because when Ryan is home, Ryan and I don't get to spend too much time together because he's always working when I'm not working, basically. The only day we have off together is Wednesday. So this week I took off the entire week and Sunday. The only day we have off together is Sunday. But I took off all week this week because it was the week of the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Glad you got to celebrate it. Hopefully you didn't get damaged. And so Ryan was off Tuesday and Wednesday. He's off every Tuesday and Wednesday. So we actually went and got some food and watched some movies and stuff instead of me actually doing what I intended on doing. Mm-hmm. I did get the bedroom fixed, so you can't see it, but I'm in a different, not location, but a different setup. I'm not now facing the wall. There's a wall, but it's further away, and there are doors, and then the doors to the left of me instead of behind me. Nice. So I'm in a new configuration in this room, which is nice. I like it a little bit more. But if someone comes and visits, I just have to move my desk around and then put the bed down because it's against the wall, kind of like up against the wall.
Like a Murphy bed.
Yeah, I'm worried what it's gonna do to the mattress though, sitting on its side like that, because it's one of those it comes vacuum sealed, so it's very moldable. So if it sits on its side for too long, I wonder if it's going to mold with like a pooch on the side.
Even if it does, it should return back to its normal,
yeah,
after a little bit.
Yes, that's true. Other than that, I've just been watching movies, and I don't know why, but I really wanted to watch and catch up on And Just Like That, the new version of Sex and the City. So I watched all of season one and what is currently out of season two, and it was pretty good. I didn't realize that Big died as early as he did in the series. It was crazy. And Sarah doesn't even know what I'm talking about because she doesn't care about that show.
I've never seen Sex in the City.
But for those of you that do know, Big dies very early. So if you think he's going to be in a lot of it, you're wrong.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah. Other than that, I didn't really get to work on any of my school stuff. I'm thinking I'm going to probably after this work on some of it. So, I mean, the good thing is for my class, I don't think there's that much left because we're on week 4 now. So we just finished up week 3. So we only have this week and then 2 others left. And I believe I have an assignment in the next 2 classes or the next 2 weeks, but I don't know. Oh no, I don't have an assignment this week or next week. I have an assignment this week. I don't have an assignment next week. So I really only have 2 more assignments, including the one that I have to do for this week. And then I'm done with the class. And I currently have a 98.04. So not as good as my last class, but it's fine. Still an A.
It's still an A.
No. I mean, other than that, I've just been kind of just chilling and relaxing. What was that?
That was my roommates laughing.
Got it. Well, the other things we wanted to talk about, or I said we could talk about, is this new app called Threads. Have you heard about it?
I have, and what I have heard has not been good.
So yeah.
I've been on Twitter a lot the last couple of days. And so people who were talking about how they went and were trying out Threads were like, oh, and by the way, if you delete your Threads account, it deletes your Instagram.
Oh.
So they're like, really, really decide if that's a thing you want to do. But also there was a lot of stuff about how Facebook and Meta as a whole has had a lot of privacy issues.
Yeah.
And a lot of issues where they, especially with Facebook, was promoting like a lot of right-wing posts and things like that. Like, and so yeah, they're just like, Threads isn't very, very, what's the word?
Trustworthy?
That. So, but that, I have not gone to go look at it myself because I don't want to get it and then have to delete my Instagram.
I mean, I think the good thing is it's kind of like if you do create it or if you create a Threads account, but you don't use it, it's just like, just delete it from your phone. Don't actually delete the account. It just sits there. And So it's linked to your Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another option for Instagram. You can use it or you don't. It's, to me, it's not that big of a deal. If I don't want to use it, I can just delete the app from my phone. It is another app, which is kind of stupid.
Right.
I wish that since it's kind of like an option for, and it's part of your Instagram account, I don't understand why they don't just make it as like a part of the messaging feature or
like an add-on onto the original app.
Like a tab at the bottom that's just for like the Threads. Because that's basically all it is. It's just like, it's just the same thing as Twitter where you can post. It's up to 500 characters on this, on Threads, where as Twitter, I think it's like, what, 140 characters?
I think they increased it.
Yeah, I mean, it's something like that.
I don't remember how many, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've played around with it a little bit, and I've been using it for like the last couple hours, but it's, the question is threads the Twitter killer? And I mean, I think it's a nice alternative if you want to use Threads instead of Twitter,
Right.
Because of Elon Musk and his psycho babble. Because basically what you said about Facebook and it be Meta kind of being like pushing conservative right wing mm-hmm. things. Twitter does the same thing too. And I mean, especially now since Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter, he's welcoming back and making it harder to shut down people's platform.
Yeah, it has been getting progressively worse. But honestly, I think if Twitter goes under, I'm not going to be interested in something else.
Yeah, a Twitter alternative.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in a Twitter alternative. The only reason that I enjoy Twitter is, one, because I get to learn a lot of interesting things from people who are queer, like I am. I get to, you know, support some of my online friends, you know, that kind of thing. And I've built a, like, little community with my Twitter friends.
No.
Like, that's the only reason that I still use Twitter, is because of my little Twitter community. So, like, I wouldn't really have a reason to go to Threads when I could just, like, add my Twitter friends on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, I did see that they Twitter has sent Meta a cease and desist order because they're saying that they are using their proprietary information with the new app. But it's like, I mean, it's kind of not really.
It's two billionaires fighting over their toys when they could be spending money to make the world a better place.
Yeah. Maybe spending money to promote Disability Pride Month.
Yes.
Making our segue into the other topic I wanted to talk about.
That was a pretty smooth segue right there. Right.
So for those of you that don't know, Disability Pride Month is celebrated every July and is an opportunity to honor the history, achievements, experiences, and struggles of the disability community. So that is a little blurb from The Arc that has just a little article about why and how to celebrate Disability Pride Month. And then the information that they included as to why is it in July. Sarah, do you know why they chose July for Disability Pride Month? I honestly didn't even know it was a thing until like a few weeks ago.
I don't. I knew that Disability Pride was a thing, but I've never really done anything with it despite having disabilities.
They basically chose July because it's the anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act.
Oh.
So it was passed in July. So the idea is to celebrate it around the same time. And there is apparently a flag as well.
Oh, nice.
And it's a really cool flag. I like it a lot. So it's like triangle. Two black triangles on the side and then vertical lines. Vertical? Is that what that is?
Diagonal.
Yeah. Diagonal, thank you. Diagonal lines of red, yellow, white, light blue, and green.
Nice.
It's a really cool looking flag. It kind of gives me Jamaican flag vibes.
Mm.
But I like it a lot. But basically, so what Disability Pride Month is to celebrate those people with disabilities and bring awareness to achievements and experiences and struggles for the disability community.
Nice.
Which is nice. And again, like I said, it's not something that I actually knew anything about until a couple of weeks ago when I was looking up some things for the Pride ERG that we're starting in Quincy. And I typed in, because there's a Pride History Month in October. Mm-hmm. But I typed in Pride History Month or Pride History. And then it came up with that. And then it also included this in it as well. So I was like, that's interesting.
Nice. Just a random reminder to those listening that not all disabilities are visible.
True. That is true. And I think one of the things that kind of reminds me a lot of that is there's this video that pops up every now and then on my TikTok where this woman is yelling at this lady because she got out of a van and she's parked in a handicapped parking space. But she's obviously like walking, like she has no, there's nothing, she doesn't have a visible disability. There's a couple of them. Then at one point, like the woman that is yelling at her is just saying she's being a terrible person for taking up a parking space when she doesn't need it. And she says that her parking permit is fake, and she's getting ready to call the police. And the woman takes off her fake leg and she's like, I do have a disability. Just because it doesn't look like I do doesn't mean I don't.
Right.
And then there's another one that it's not the woman that drove that has a disability, but her son is in the car and he's in a wheelchair. And mm-hmm. he like, as the lady's standing there berating her for parking in a handicapped parking space, the door, you can see the door opening in the back behind the lady that's yelling, and the little ramp coming down, and the little boy wheeling, and he rolls over and says, Mommy, what's wrong? As this woman's like yelling at her. And then you can see this woman's like, her face drop, and she apologizes.
Well, she fucking deserved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. You have to, there are times when it's like, should I say something about someone parking in a handicapped parking space? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are times when people do take up handicapped parking spaces and they shouldn't be. But it's, I mean, my thing always is if they don't have a handicap placard or a handicap license plate, they really have no reason to be parking there.
Exactly. Oh, like you have to provide. Okay. So this is where my working for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles comes in handy, is everybody who has a disability plate or a disability placard had to provide paperwork from their doctor to get that disability plate or disability placard. So there's a lot of paperwork that's involved, and whether you think it's justified or not, it was justified enough that they had the documentation for it.
Yeah.
So whether that's because they're driving somebody else around who has a handicap, or they themselves have invisible, you know, disability. If they have a placard or a license plate, they have a right to be there. They provided the paperwork to get those items. So that's just something to keep in mind. If you're trying to decide whether or not you should confront somebody.
Yeah.
If they don't have any of those things, absolutely confront them. Like, you know, just if you don't have the placards and the whatnot, then don't park there. Simple as that.
Exactly. Sorry, you just reminded me. I need to renew the license plates for the jet or the saying talking about the BMV. I need to renew the license plates for the Rogue.
I'm so happy to be here for as a reminder.
My so in Indiana it's every year. In Rhode Island it's every 2 years.
Oh, nice. In Texas it's every year.
So I don't have to renew my plates for the Explorer until next year. Which nice. I'm hoping that by next year I'll have a new car.
Fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah, right. But the other thing that is included in this conversation is ways to learn about the history of disability rights in the United States. So it talks a little bit about the treatment of people with disability throughout our history with regard to segregation, discrimination, and attacks on their basic human rights. And they also encourage you to watch and read media that has been created by and with people with disabilities, such as there's Crip Camp, I don't know that I like that. CODA, C-O-D-A, demystifying disability and disability visibility. So I'll actually provide this. I'll include this link in the description of the podcast this week. And if you'd like to take a look at it, go ahead. And these items are listed under the Learn section. And then meet with people with IDD. So with all people with disabilities, including those with IDD, which, what does IDD mean?
I don't know. I've not heard that one.
Oh. Shoot. I accidentally typed or clicked and I didn't mean to. Intellectual and developmental diseases or disabilities. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
And then share your disability story to help others, or help someone else share their disability story. And then there's also a take action option where you can donate, reach out to your elected officials, and then teach your kids to acknowledge and include disabled people or differently abled people. I don't like that it has some of this older terminology like disabled. Is that still okay? I guess it's disability aware at Pride Month.
So it depends on the person. So some people in the community prefer differently abled, and yeah. Some people in the community prefer disabled.
Yeah.
It's really one of those where I feel like both terms are generally accepted. But it's up to the individual how they would prefer you refer to their specific issues.
That makes sense.
Like, there's such a negative connotation on being disabled.
Yeah.
But really, it's just not having the same, wow, my brain just crashed and burned. Please ignore me.
It's basically not having the same abilities as other people, or having a harder time with the doing the same things as another person. Yeah. Without the disability would. Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I get what you were saying. I think it's hard to put yourself in someone's shoes when you have never experienced a disability like that. And even like even depression is like a form of a disability, because like there's really nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And it can be very debilitating. And I'm a very lucky person where I don't really suffer with depression, and I never really have. So it's hard for me to understand. I can understand and empathize with someone that is going through depression. Like my very good friend Sarah goes through it a lot. But it's hard for me to actually ever know how it affects that person. So the best way to do that is be a little more lenient with that person, have a little more understanding that they might not want to do something, or that their ability to be involved or being encouraged to do something may be less than your ability, because they're suffering in a way that you don't understand, or that you may not have to. And even people with depression suffer differently. So it may someone that is very depressed may not be, or may not be exhibiting signs that they are super depressed, or they may exhibit depression differently. So
yeah,
just be aware.
just be aware. It kind of reminds me of that quote that drifts around the internet. Everybody's going through something that you don't know about, so be kind.
Yeah.
Unless they're Nazis. I'm just adding that one on there. Unless they're Nazis or homophobes, in which case, fuck them.
But that's kind of with everything. It's you wanna be the golden rule, right? Treat others how you would like to be treated. I'm not a huge golden rule person. I don't like the where it stems from. Christianity, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's a good way to live. Like those things where it's like be kind to your neighbor, treat your neighbor with respect, and then do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If people actually lived by those rules, then the world would be very different.
Yes, correct.
So that's my thing with it. And I'm actually going to need to pause because Bobo is walking around like he needs to go out again.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. I'll be here.
All right. I will be back. All right. And we are back. So Sarah, as I got back, she said she was watching a video of two old people in love, and it made her cry.
Yep. So if I sound a little teary, that's why. It was so cute, though.
I'm not going to lie. If I see another one of these videos, it's like a black, I think there's some color, but it's mainly black and white. Little slideshows of death taking the souls of dogs and animals. If I see it too much more, I'm going to fall into a depressive state.
That's fair.
Because it's fair. Very, like, every time I see it, it's this adorable little dog. And death comes and, like, claims it because, like, the family leaves it out in the cold, or they leave it on the side of the road or something.
Right.
And I'm like, and it just goes through, or it's old age, and it just goes through this entire this entire thing. And I'm like, no, stop it. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those with puppies and bunnies. And like, I get it. I understand. It like that kind of art is created with a purpose. To like prevent like animal abandonment and animal abuse and that kind of thing, which I think is great, but damn.
Right?
Like, okay, all right, cool. Like, let me just use all my spare emotions on this right now. But no, it was cute. It was these two little old people in the airport, and they had been like high school sweethearts. And they had reconnected after like 60 years. And the guy even had like a pillow that he knelt down on to propose. And like he read this whole thing about how he wanted to spend the rest of his life with her. And how he couldn't imagine, you know, spending another day without her in his life. And like all this. It was just. It was just really cute. So anyway, going back to our original topics.
No. The only other thing I had on there was the ideas for where the podcast is going next. It's like we've talked about it, and we're going to do every month we're going to watch a movie and review the movie and talk about what we thought about the movie. Mm-hmm. But we also tossed around the idea of a book.
Yes.
Reading a book maybe once a quarter, not a month.
James is not excited about that.
I'm not a book person. It takes me a lot to read a book.
You know, I wonder, have you ever tried like audiobooks?
Yes, and I hate them because I find myself not paying attention after a little while.
Yeah. That can be difficult if you like struggle to split your focus.
Yeah.
Which here recently I've noticed I'm having a lot of trouble being able to split focus. So like I can't have like music on in the background if I'm like talking to people.
Yeah.
Like I have to turn it off because it's too distracting. It's so funny to me because Nick can listen to music and carry on like a conversation. He can listen to music and like focus on a game where the sound is on in the game as well. And like in my brain, I'm like, that is clashing. It was one or the other, one or the other, one or the other. And he's just over here living his best life. I'm like, I don't understand the superpower that you have where you can listen to all that chaos together. But yeah, I've realized that if I'm going to listen to an audiobook, I pretty much have to be doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
While I'm trying to listen to it. It's just not conducive with what I need.
Yeah, I've also, so back, like actually the podcast portion. So I've been looking at this application called AMP, A-M-P.
Okay.
And it's, so it's kind of, it's more of a radio thing, like music and like that type of stuff. But I was thinking about maybe like going live one time on that and like hosting, like putting a playlist together and just like kind of like hosting a radio show.
Yeah, just vibing.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a lot that I want to do. That sounds interesting, but then it's like actually putting it into action and doing it, it's where it kind of fizzles out.
That's fair. That's kind of where my my room is currently sitting right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just over here like, ooh, I got all this stuff out because I've been sorting stuff this last week. And so I have all this stuff all over my room, and now I'm just like, and now I'm done. But I'm not actually done.
So I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out like what we should do. And then like how to actually get more people to listen.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's, I'm not super worried about people listening to it, but it would be nice to actually have people that do listen to actually interact with us, because like I posted that stuff about the giving away the Greyhound voucher.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To people, and nobody even commented or contacted about that. So even like that type of a giveaway type of thing doesn't even get people to get involved.
Yeah, I wonder if part of that is because we just don't have a big enough fan base yet.
Yeah,
to have been
possibly, but it's noticeable. Like even for those of you that do listen, like when we asked for you to like write in and or email us or send us a text message and let us know what you think we should talk about, we actually do want you. We do want that interaction. So if
like we absolutely want you to contact us.
Yeah. So I mean, that's why
I provided multiple ways to do so.
That's why we got the phone, so that you could text us. And actually, about the phone, I'm thinking about getting the new Motorola Razr. It's a foldable smartphone that's like a full screen touchscreen thing. I'm thinking about doing it. It will only add $5 a month to my monthly cell phone bill. So I'm tossing around the idea, but I don't know. And if I do, I might actually just mail you the phone that I have for it right now.
The podcast phone.
Yeah. So I don't know. But that was interesting. And then like, I'm also thinking about, I got rid of my iPad, but I might look into getting a different one, not the same. Like, I don't need a 12-inch iPad Pro.
Right.
But one with the same capabilities. That way, if I do want to make a new, like, podcast art, I can do it. Because I don't really have the ability to do it on my laptop. And, I mean, I guess I could probably ask someone, like I did with the new music. Soundtrack, the new music. Yeah. Contact someone on Fiverr and see if they can make one for us. But I don't know. I kind of like the idea of doing it myself, but then I also, it's like, do I want to, or do I just want to have someone else do it?
Right.
There's that sense of like accomplishment in doing it myself and having it like out there and being like, I did that. I don't have to worry about someone saying, well, that was my art.
Right. I like our art that you created.
I do too, and I wouldn't change it much. Like, it would probably be the same premise, but maybe, like, since I don't have square glasses anymore, I'd change the glasses, and
since I don't have purple hair anymore, I might change
the hair. Yeah. I mean, my hair and everything else is pretty much still the same, but
you're like, the rest of me is still the same, but Sarah over here.
Oh, so speaking of not you, but I mean, kind of.
I was about to say what?
So one of my favorite podcast hosts and internet personalities just announced that she has breast cancer.
Oof.
Grace Helbig.
Dang.
She I guess she found a few like a month or so ago. And she's going to start chemotherapy. And they said that it's really early stages, so they feel like it's curable, not she wants to be cured, not put into remission. So she starts with she put out an entire video about it, so I'm not saying anything that she didn't already put out in the world. Right. She starts chemotherapy and then she goes for surgery to remove the tissue, and then she goes for another round of chemotherapy afterwards.
Right. Good luck to her.
Yeah. So
I'm very happy that mine turned out the way that it did.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's going to be kind of the same thing, but just a different type of cancer for her.
Yeah. And she has to actually do chemo. I was lucky. I didn't have to do chemo.
That's true. Yeah.
So I only had to do the radical hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Which,
under 10 minutes.
What? I don't recommend. What?
Sorry, I'm looking at this list. There's a podcast topic ideas, and one of them says under 10 minutes.
An under 10 minute podcast?
Yeah.
For why?
Podcasts are often consumed on the go, and some listeners prefer short episodes that are packed with content. You could do a 5 minute you could do 5 minute explainers, 7 minutes of interesting facts, or something similar. Oh, ASMR. No.
You don't want to do ASMR?
I hate ASMR. It hurts me. I've talked about it before. It's kind of like when you touch dry, like your hands are dry and you touch paper or something. Mm. It hurts my teeth. ASMR hurts my teeth.
That's fair. I like some ASMR.
Yeah.
But it has to be like very specific stuff. Like little tapping sounds, things like that. It can't be, I really don't like listening to people chew.
No, oh my God. I kind of sometimes want to kill Ryan when he chews.
That's why we always watched TV while we were eating.
Yes.
That's the reason why we watch episodes of stuff when Nick, Horace, and I are eating. So we don't have to hear each other chewing.
Oh no, like it's bad with me because Ryan he'll start chewing and I'll be like away doing something and then come to the table or something and get ready to eat. And I don't have anything, like the TV is turned off and I'm like standing there like antsy because the TV is going slow and YouTube's loading too slow and the video hasn't started and he's chewing and I can hear it and I'm like, I'm gonna choke you.
You're like, I love you.
I love you, but I will punch you in the throat and rip out your esophagus if you don't stop.
It's violent.
I don't know what it is about chewing. It's, and I'm sure there are tons of people out there that have the same type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's called misophonia.
Yeah. We did talk about it on that episode of the podcast when we talked about phobias.
Yes.
I wish there was a way that I could tell my brain to just get over it. Because there is usually, for some things, that I can just be like, listen, brain, calm down. It's fine. get over it. But for that, it's just, I can't. It enrages me.
Like, I don't get enraged, but I get kind of grossed out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, all right. This is kind of weird. It feels weird. I don't want to watch somebody else eating generally. But I think one of the... Wow. Okay, never mind. I guess my brain's just not wanting to cooperate today. So I keep losing my train of thought in the middle of the thought. I am a thought.
There is a thought.
That hoe over there is me. It me. But yeah. Oh, ASMR. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, but like, I don't mind like little bells ASMR or like little like tapping sounds. Like, I actually find it really relaxing to listen to like people typing.
Okay. Yeah. That I do like.
So like, I love listening to people type. I don't want to listen to people whispering. I don't like whispering.
Whispering hurts my body.
Yeah. I don't like whispering. I especially don't like whispering when you've got it like recorded and it sounds distorted. That's just like horror movie vibes to me, even if like literally you're whispering, you know, how much you love me or whatever. It doesn't matter. That's a horror movie vibe for me. But yeah, I would never do ASMR because it bothers me.
I just get too bored too easily.
That's fair.
And
I feel like that's a chronic problem for our generation right now.
Yeah.
Because we're so oversaturated with media.
Possibly. Sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm also paying for the license plates.
we're still working on the license plates.
Well, I had to walk away with Bobo. Shoot, I just copied something and I didn't mean to.
Oh my goodness. Something isn't working right. Yeah, I figured that out. Thank you.
I hate the BMV website.
Everybody does.
It doesn't let you paste into it.
It's terrible.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute. So talk.
Okay. Well, we're having a conversation in my polyam group about whether or not people have an inner monologue. Originally, we were talking about aphantasia, which is where people can't picture things in their head. And so one of the people in the group was asking whether or not everybody had that. And then we were talking about, I asked, does everybody have an inner monologue? And it looks like, apparently, a lot of people... don't have an inner monologue in here. There's a couple of people who are like, they have situational inner monologue, where like depending on what's going on in the situation, they will. One person mentioned that when they're having a panic attack, they can hear like a little kid screaming in their head.
That's crazy.
And I'm just over here like, I constantly have an inner monologue. Like, I can't get my brain to fucking shut up. Like,
I don't think I have an inner monologue. I have. So when I think of monologue, I'm like, I'm talking through what I'm doing and talking through what's going on.
Right.
I don't do that. I do. However, maybe I do. I don't know. I do say like things go on in my mind. And I like will analyze things in my brain as they happen.
Yeah, I do that as well. I also just so my inner monologue has a tendency to be about everything going on at that particular moment, plus random ass movie quotes that are only tangential. Nope. Only vaguely similar to the situation. I can't speak English today. The only time that my inner monologue tends to be quiet is when I'm actually talking out loud. But otherwise, it's constant. We're constantly thinking about stuff. We've constantly got, stuff going on. So like, the other day, my inner monologue just went completely off the rails, and I was thinking about six or seven different things all at the same time, and there was music playing in the background in my head. Not in real life, just in my head. And that's usually how it goes. So I don't I but apparently I because I was reading something, which was the reason why I brought it up in the group chat. That only like 30% of people have like an inner monologue going on. And the rest of the people don't. And I was just like, how? I don't understand. 'Cause like, again, my brain's constantly going, like constant. Trying to like get my brain to shut up at night when I'm trying to sleep. The
Yeah.
worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I think what was the other thing you said? It wasn't the inner monologue, but it was something.
Being able to picture something in your head.
Yeah.
So, like, I can picture pretty clearly specific things in my head. One of the people in the group was saying that there are some people who, when they picture something in their head, they experience all five senses.
Oh,
And
that's interesting.
I'm like, well, I don't do that. But like if I think the example that they gave was pineapple. And I was like, well, I can when I think of a pineapple, I also think of the taste. Like I can taste it. Sometimes I can smell it, but I can absolutely see it. Like I can see the pineapple in my head.
My mouth is now watering that we're talking about pineapples because I love pineapple.
I also love pineapple. But like I can't when I think of a pineapple, I can't think of the texture. Now, there are other things that I can think of the texture. Like if I think about velvet for too long,
Oh,
I can feel the texture and it makes
yeah.
me want to die.
So that's funny. The last episode of the Shane Dawson podcast that I listened to, they were talking about if you look at something, you know what it would feel like to lick it
Yes.
right away. And I'm like, I don't know that that's true. And then they like named some random things. And I was like, oh, you're right. That is true. That's so weird that that's a thing. But yeah.
Yeah, it's your body somehow knows like what that texture is going to be like
Yeah.
against your tongue. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't like when I can picture something in my, like, I can see the way I want something to look and, like, see myself doing it, but I can't actually do it.
Yes, I
Like, if
have
I
that
want to,
problem a lot.
like, if I want to draw something, I don't have the artistic ability to actually do it, but I can
Right.
picture what it looks like.
Yes, exactly. I'm the same way. I always wanted to get into art because I could picture exactly how it would look.
Yeah.
But I'm not that talented. I have not had enough art education, I guess.
We're
I just can't.
talented in different ways, Sarah.
That's true. That's true. Like one of my talents is writing, obviously. So, oh yeah, speaking of, if everything goes according to plan, My next book of poetry will be debuting in September.
Well, that's exciting.
So it'll be my third book of poetry, my fourth book altogether. I'm mostly excited.
And where can people get your books?
Oh, on Amazon. It's all you under my maiden name.
You should find links to it and send them to me and I can put them in the episode.
Yeah, I can totally do that because I actually just linked people the other day.
I did give you access to the season 2.
Oh yeah, you did. I can just
Google Doc in there. Yeah.
I can just put the links in there. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that is exciting. I'm excited that I'm almost done with my master's degree. I have this class and then two more and then I'm done.
Nice.
We said it.
Speaking
I think
of school. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we said it in the last episode, I have like 13 weeks left.
Right.
After this session. It's exciting.
So cool. I'm starting back to school in August. So I'm taking 4 classes. The only one that I think I'm gonna struggle with, TBH, is Texas history.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one.
Yeah. I think we talked about it and I said you should just drop it for now.
Oh, I think we did. Maybe. Did we talk about it on the podcast or we
yeah.
in the group chat?
I think we talked about it both.
I don't even know my own name half the time, so
it's Clydesdale.
It's Clydesdale. I knew it. And I'm a hoary whore from Horrington, West Virginia.
Yeah, definitely. Sarah's origins are hoary Horrington from Horrington. Wait, no.
Yes.
Hoary whore from Horrington, West Virginia.
West Virginia. It's the West Virginia that gets me. Oh my God. So I have to tell you about a really funny thing that happened the other day. So I don't know if we've ever talked about it on the podcast, but when I was in my early 20s, I was in a car accident. I shattered half my pelvis and one of my legs. I basically don't have a hip on my left side, which Nick knows because I've told him this story before. Like, he knows. The other day, I don't remember what happened, but he had like grabbed a hold of my hips and he had this look of utter panic on his face for a moment because he couldn't find my left. And then he was just like, oh, wait, it's not there. That's right.
That's funny.
He's like, I forgot it wasn't there.
Yeah, that's the other thing that's really cool about me. I have a really good memory. And yes, we have talked about your accident on the podcast.
Okay.
Because we've talked about our matching our scars matching just on the different legs. Yeah.
Scars, yeah.
Yep. So I have a good memory on certain things and some things it's like I forget how to spell stupid stuff.
I know. I'm the same way. The other day, somebody asked me if they were spelling here correctly. H-E-R-E. Because she was just like, it just looks wrong. I don't know why it looks wrong. And I was just like,
there are so many words that when you spell them, they just look wrong.
And it's just like, I get it. Because it also looked wrong to me at that particular moment, even though I knew that that was correct. I was like, our brains just do that sometimes.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. So do you want to go into our other regular section of the podcast?
Yes.
What is it called? Oh, my God. What did I say? It's called Turn a Phrase. Yes, our new section of the podcast, Turn a Phrase. And the one that we're going to talk about this week is butter someone up.
Okay.
And the meaning is to impress someone with flattery. And the origin is this was a customary religious act in ancient India. The devout would throw butterballs at the statues of their gods to seek favor or forgiveness.
Okay.
That's interesting. So butter, when you're saying you're buttering someone up to get them to do something that you want. It's based in a religious act from ancient India.
That's kind of really cool, actually. Yeah. That we still use that. Honestly, I love turn of phrase stuff. I think it's very interesting. I'm always questioning where stuff comes from. Yeah. So.
Right.
I think it's great. I like it a lot. The other thing that I really like is lost words.
So, okay.
Or extinct words, I guess, could also be an option. So words that we don't use anymore, but were super popular back in the day. So like collywobbles.
Collywobbles.
That one's my favorite. It's like collywobbles is like you've got like stuff in your tummy, like you're feeling a little
woozy.
A little woozy. So but I find language in general fascinating, obviously, because I'm going for a linguistics degree. But anyway, I'm a big fan of this new section.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
It was funny, yesterday I went to go get my hair cut and the the person that was cutting my hair, I don't know what to call her. Salon person. What are they called? I know
the stylist.
The stylist, thank you. I was like, I know they're called something. She was telling me, or she was asking me what I did for work, because I told her I took the week off. And I told her that I worked as a training specialist at a medical device manufacturing and distribution center. And so she was asking me about that. And I was telling her, I was like, this week I was going to work on some of my stuff for my master's degree. And she asked me what my master's degree was and then asked, is there a big demand for that degree? I was like, I mean, training is always a need everywhere, and ways of improving and developing better training based on theoretics and previous instruction is always something that places are looking for, because the question is, how can we cut back on training time and get people more efficient to something faster? And it's a lot of the times is you have to spend a lot of money. So yeah. not really throw money at it, but like spend the money to like invest in video or virtual reality, where instead of actually working on the job, slowing down the line, and if you work in production, you can develop a virtual area for that person to work in, where they're still getting the feel of it, but you're not. The issue that we ran into where I work is if we had a piece of equipment that we would use for new hire orientation or like that testing or training off the line, if something happened to the same equipment on the floor, they would take it away from us. And a lot of the times we would never get it back.
Right.
So having a virtual reality platform where they can do it in that platform and not worry about having to have the actual physical device or physical thing in front of them, mm-hmm. And not worry about consuming materials. It's cheaper in the long run because they're not actually consuming materials. They're not slowing down production, and they're not potentially damaging equipment that they would be using. So, I mean, there's ways. It's expensive to like get and start up a virtual reality platform, but once you have it like stabilized and ready to go, it should be pretty easy to make updates, and then it should save you more money as you move, because you're not, again, slowing down production, consuming product, and potentially damaging equipment.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense to me.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm going to be glad that it's over with. I haven't really learned all that much in the year almost that since I started it, which is kind of sad, but it's okay. I know. That's the hard part about it. A lot of the stuff I already know. So it's
right. Cause you've had like actual experience.
Yeah.
So.
That's the thing that I want to like rally against if I ever have the option to. It's like, don't worry so much about what degree someone has. It's what experience do they have if they don't have a degree. And if someone has the experience that they need to be helpful or do really good in that job, then it shouldn't matter if they have a degree or not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I've always felt like that.
Fair, reasonable.
Anything else you want to talk about? Do you have anything going on this weekend?
Yes. I start back to work tomorrow.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yup. I'm not going to be working as much as I was before because apparently we don't have enough money for me to. But I'll be working enough that I qualify for insurance. And honestly, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Did you look into that one job that I sent you?
The tutor one?
Yeah.
I have it pulled up.
I was going to say, if you can't find it, I can get the link again and send it.
I thought I had it pulled up. Yeah, if you don't get it, just send it again.
Okay, I can do that.
One of my other friends just sent me something that's about doing a recording for the government. It's for language specifically, and you get like a $25 Amazon gift card.
How's that helpful?
I was just like, well, you know, $25 off of something on Amazon. Worse things.
Yeah.
I just appreciate that she thought of me, TBH. But yes, so I get to start back to work tomorrow. I work 10 to 3. Then it's date night, so Nick and I are going to hang out. I think we're going to watch a movie. I don't remember what we're doing. I think we're watching a movie, though. What about you?
Well, I have to go to the grocery store tomorrow because we don't have any protein for dinner for tomorrow. So I am going, well, tonight, I think I'm going to order something tonight. Ryan was like, well, I can stop on my way home, but he didn't work a double. So he'll more than likely not be home until after like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, I don't want to wait that long to eat. So I'm going to probably order something tonight, and then tomorrow I'm going to go to the grocery store and grab some protein, like maybe chicken or something, for dinner. And then Sunday is our Ryan and I's day to go get something for lunch and then go to the grocery store for actual weekly groceries. Although I'm still tossing around the idea of signing up for one of those services where they send you like Blue Apron or Green Apron, whatever they're called.
Blue Apron.
Yeah.
HelloFresh.
Yeah, those things. Hold on.
I've
come undone.
Oh no.
I couldn't hear anything you said. I unplugged my headphones.
I said, oh no.
I
saw the look on your face and was like, oh no.
It just went quiet all of a sudden. I was like, oh, and I just realized I plucked the headphone jack out of there, the headphone cord out of the headphone jack. Other than that, I don't really have anything planned. I'm going to finish watching. Oh God, what movie is it now? Oh, Total Recall, but the new, it was like 2016, I think, with Colin Farrell. No, not Colin Farrell. What is his name? Colin Firth. Who is it?
Colin Firth. Ooh, I like Colin Firth.
I don't know that that's right either.
You said it's called Total Recall?
Yeah.
Hold on. And it's the newer one, the 2012 one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Colin Farrell. It is Colin Farrell, yeah.
Yep, Colin Farrell. Ooh, Kate Beckinsale. I love her.
And Jessica Biel, yeah. So I'm watching that right now. I paused it. I think I'm like 2/3 the way through it, which I think I've seen it before. So I've just been watching fun stuff that I haven't seen in a really long time. Like this morning I watched, when we got back from lunch, I watched The Ghost Ship. Okay. And then the other day I watched Warm Bodies. Is that what it's called?
I think
the zombie movie where he becomes human again.
Human again. We'll be human again. Sorry.
Beauty and the Beast. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Beauty and the Beast. No, I was just thinking about the live action version of Beauty and the Beast and going and seeing that with you and Ryan in theaters. So I miss going and watching movies with y'all.
Yeah. You moved back to, well, if you moved to Rhode Island.
See, here's the problem. I'm kind of in love with somebody here.
Oh.
And also, Texas has a lot of things wrong with it. Like, a lot of things.
A lot.
But it's so beautiful here in like a way that I can't quite describe. And the people that I know, like my little community that I've built here, is pretty awesome. So,
well, that's good. At least you have people. That's the issue I'm running into here. It's like I don't really have anybody, and that's why I'm usually stay home and don't do anything.
Right.
Because I don't really have anyone to talk to or get out and do things with, because I'm not a very... I'm hard to socialize.
I just find that really hard to fathom, though, because, like... I mean, I guess we're getting older, so we've definitely changed, but I just feel like you were the life of the party before.
So I can interact with people. It's like creating meaningful bonds with people. I have a hard time doing that because I have a hard time. It's difficult for me, especially now, for some reason. Like, I've built up I have a hard time relating to other people.
That's fair.
And like anybody, I mean, I interact with a bunch of people at the dog area and I talk to them and everything, but like that. But I honestly, for most of them, I don't know their names. I know their dog's names. I know a lot about their dogs,
right?
But I don't know their names.
Right.
And I feel terrible. I don't really. But the people that I do know their names, it's the only reason I know their names is because I've heard their significant other or other people in the dog park or the dog area
say their
names. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this one guy is making it a point to call me by my name now because he knows my name. It's funny. I don't know. I don't know why I have an issue. I think it's just... I don't have a connection with Rhode Island. Like, I don't love it here. I don't hate it here, but I don't love it here either.
Right. It's not like when you were in California.
Yeah. I loved it in California, although I didn't really have very many connections there either. I had a few. Like,
I was gonna say, I feel like you had a couple of work friends.
Yeah, I had a few work friends that we would go and do stuff with, but other than that, it was just kind of, I'm in a rut where I don't want to get out and do anything because I don't want to interact with people, but I need to if I want to.
That's always the problem, is like how make friends must interact with people.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to do that?
It's difficult. And like, I hate small talk.
Right.
And I always like, we always like default to talking about the weather when I'm at the dog park and things that are going on around the apartment, and everybody hates the dog area because it's whenever it rains, it turns into disgusting mush, and everybody bitches about it, but then like no one actually says anything, or I'll stop in the office and say something, or there's these things on the windows that are like decorative bars on the windows that are just glued on. That because we're southern face or south facing, the sun hits it every like all day, every day. The glue has started to come loose and the metal things just randomly fall. And it's a 5-story building in some places. And I've been in the dog area where at least 6 times now, one of them has fallen from like the 3rd or 4th story.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, do you realize how much damage that could do to a person or an animal?
That is
if someone dangerous. Were standing there. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, we talk about those things, and I was kind of frustrated because Monday, the 3rd. Is that Monday? Yeah, Monday.
Yes.
I was going to go up to the rooftop area because one of the people with their dogs said that she was going to be up there, and I was like, I can come up there. But I went up there and she wasn't up there, and there were other people, and I had never been up there before, and it is tiny. Like, that it's one of their selling points as a feature. It's literally like you can't fit more than maybe 10 people up there.
Jesus.
I'm like, this is stupid. Like, how is this a selling feature?
Yeah, that's definitely not great.
Like, they don't have very many benefits in this. Like, there's nothing that makes it super cool other than it's an old mill. Like, that's the coolest part about it. The fixtures and like flooring and stuff like that, none of it's very nice. The countertops, the appliances aren't very good.
Yeah.
So it's like there's nothing like super, it doesn't have a very good layout in the kitchen. And I was like, I don't know who. I was telling Ryan, I was like, if I owned this apartment, we would be painting these walls because I hate this tan taupe color. I hate it. It's disgusting. It makes me sick.
It's so boring.
Yeah. And I was like, this wall would be like a dark gray blue behind the TV. And I was like, I would tear everything out of that kitchen and completely redo it because whoever did this needs to be sterilized.
Like, they didn't, your kitchen. Ugh.
Like, it's not functional. And right. The triangle is good because there's like the refrigerator is right next to the stove, which is right in front of the sink.
Right.
It's just, it's terrible. Like, I don't know why they didn't put cabinets all the way to the end. Like, why is there a whole blank wall with nothing on it?
Right.
And it's literally like 3 feet of wall space that there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why couldn't you put in another thing of cabinets?
Right.
So I don't know. I just don't like it. I hate the kitchen. And the washer and dryer suck. Like, I'm almost thinking about just buying a washer and dryer and having them remove those. Because they suck.
Yeah.
I'm just bitchy.
I mean, hashtag same.
The end of this podcast has just turned into me bitching. Jesus. Well, you want to call it a podcast? Because I have to find out what to eat for dinner.
I think it's a podcast, yeah.
All right. So thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please like, comment, follow, and subscribe, and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our Instagram, Twitter, and now Threads is at NowAboutThatPod. And if there is something specific you would like us to talk about or discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can text or call us at 765-557-4170 to give us that information as well. Again, thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Find something to do to get your mind off of all the ick.
Yeah, well, we'll see what I can find.
All right. We will talk to you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
Bye.